Right now in Richland Center, we start out the day at 51 degrees. The time now is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government this morning reports on unemployment during August.
If you have a job, you're pretty secure. Layoffs are low, historically speaking, but the pace of hiring slowed and landing a job has become a lot harder. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones Newswires and the Wall Street Journal expect to see a gain of 161,000 jobs in August. That's lower than we've seen in many recent months, but it's up from the 114,000 added in July. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Colt Gray, to appear by video in court today in the Appalachia, Georgia high school massacre. Investigators say the semi-automatic rifle he's charged with using was a Christmas gift from his father, who was also charged in the massacre. The European climate observer, Copernicus, reports summer 2024 was the warmest on record for the Northern Hemisphere, beating the record set just last year by better than 1 degree Fahrenheit. This is ABC News. Russia fuels its war machine in Ukraine with its oil and gas sales. The U.S. is trying to degrade that.
The State Department is levying new sanctions against Russia, taking aim at a dark fleet of ships accused of subverting trade restrictions to transport the country's energy products. The latest actions target two companies and two tankers the U.S. says have been involved in attempts to illicitly export liquefied natural gas from Moscow's largest production line in the Arctic.
ABC Shannon Kingston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to Haiti as the interim government struggles to wrest control of large sections of the country from gangs. He announced $45 million in humanitarian aid. He wants congressional action to spur manufacturing.
Incentivizing companies to locate factories here by allowing Haitian-produced clothing to be exported to the United States duty-free.
On the security front, a United Nations peacekeeping force is under consideration, but that would require Security Council action. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, partly sunny, breezy, and cool. Stray sprinkles possible at a high in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear, rather cool, a low of 39. Saturday, mostly sunny, continued fall-like, a high of 65. Saturday night, mostly clear and chilly, a low of 42. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, a high of 75. Sunny and warm Monday and 82. In Richland Center, a little bit of rain yesterday, 3/100ths of an inch of precip. This morning with winds around 2 miles per hour from the north, northeast. And after a midnight reading of 61, it is 51 degrees. Today is Friday, September 6th. It is time to properly start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
of many colors. Every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece we loved, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my Mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story Mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me, made just for me.
Dolly Parton's classic Coat of Many Colors, as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Pat Boone did the honors for our national anthem. Here we are together again, kids. It's time for the Light in the Milk House Show, Friday morning edition. Ooh, it's early, especially with a late night trip to Dodgeville last night for volleyball, but we got along all right. Didn't have much time to snuggle with the cat last night, Annie, but she was purring this morning anyway. We are ready to go, and we have some sports scores to check. It's a day when we have Packer football tonight, the third week of the high school football season as well, and day number two of the Richland County Fair. We have a lot to tell you about today.
It's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came, "Son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at." Are you sure Hank done it this way? Did old Hank really do it this way? looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. Now, I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
Pack a nutritious lunch to keep your kids energized and ready to learn all day long. Remember, good food fuels good learning. Don't forget to keep your kids hydrated throughout the school day, because a well-hydrated mind stays sharp and focused. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Richland Electric, Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Burnham Lumber. RCO's Light in the Milk House Show. It is 14 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. A reminder, the Rockbridge Meal Site, located within Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, will be closed today through Wednesday, September 11th. The closure is due to the construction at the meal site location as the parking lot is being finished. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Mineral Point Rescue Squad building. Appointments are encouraged. To make one, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. And all the places you'll show, the theme for the Richland County Fair, now through Sunday. Lots of action going on this weekend. The grandstand will feature the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. Cost of admission to the fairgrounds for today and tomorrow, $10 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, under 6 admitted free. Season pass is also available, $20 for adults and $10 for children. Saturday's admission for seniors, military, and first responders is $5 with ID. Those important reminders from our community calendar today.
Hardest had more knocks than a gypsy's tambourine.
said it's worth more gold than any rich man's ever seen. And though no one has fallen for her like she's fallen for them, she says your heart isn't broken, it's only someone to love her, someone to hold her tight, someone to curl up next to when her feet get cold at night. She's weathered the whirlwind romance, stood through the one night stand. She's ready for someone to love her, who'll be the lucky man. She has had her fill of those unfulfilling. She's weathered the whirlwind romance, stood through the one night stand. She's ready for someone to love her, who'll be the lucky man. She's ready for someone to love her, someone to hold her tight, someone to curl up next to when her feet get cold at night. She's weathered the whirlwind romance, stood through the one night stand. She's ready for someone to love her, someone to love her.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. We have a huge selection of tractors, combines, harvest equipment, skid loaders, trucks, trailers, and more. This is a live auction with online bidding available. We're taking consignments of quality equipment up until Monday, September 16th. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Come to the fair and see the latest in GPS-guided robotic lawn mowing by a Husqvarna Automower. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Besides our normal tractors and mowers we will be showing at the Richland County Fair, we will have the latest Husqvarna Automower E-Post technology that is completely controlled by GPS. It can mow in parallel lines, checkerboards, or triangle patterns, keeping your lawn in perfect condition. We will show you how it works. See the latest technology at the Homesteader Store booth at the Richland County Fair.
An update on sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Richland Center volleyball team won 3-2 last night at Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference opener. A hard-fought victory for the Hornets, 24-26, 25-22, 16-25, 25-23, and 15-9. In other volleyball matches, it was Platteville sweeping Lancaster 3-0 and Prairie du Chien 3-2 over River Valley last night in Southwest Conference volleyball openers. The Richland Center varsity soccer team lost 1-0 on the road against Dodge Point in Dodgeville last night. It was a win for Mount Horeb over Reedsburg 2-1 and Holman 4-0 over Toma among the scores. A 9-hour flight to Brazil and some time practicing under the sun in Brazil seem to have softened the Eagles and the Packers ahead of their season opener. Numerous players and coaches made comments before the trip suggesting they were unenthusiastic, concerned, or downright grumpy about taking part in the first NFL game in South America. But on Thursday, excitement drowned out those concerns. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts says it's a blessing to be able to play in Brazil. It was action last night. Patrick Mahomes threw for 291 yards and a touchdown, and the Chiefs' defense kept Lamar Jackson and the Ravens out of the end zone on 3 consecutive plays in the closing seconds. That allowed the Chiefs to begin their pursuit of a third straight Super Bowl title with a 27-20 victory over Baltimore last night. In baseball news, the Brewers get set to do battle against the Colorado Rockies in Milwaukee tonight. The pitching probables, Ryan Feltner for the Rockies and Frankie Montas for the Brewers. In National League games last night, San Francisco 3-2 over Arizona, Philadelphia 5, Miami 2, Pittsburgh 9-4 over Washington, Colorado 3, Atlanta 1. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Tampa Bay 3, Seattle 6-4 over Oakland, Texas 3, and the LA Angels 1. Cincinnati beat Houston 1-0, and Detroit over San Diego, final score of 4-3. That's an update on sports.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
All right, kids, it's time to really get serious this morning as we get ready for the weekend and I get ready to pick a duck and win a teddy bear for June and eat some great stuff at the Richland County Fair. It's aerobic polka time. Here we go. We'll be right back. Wow, that was a good one. Caught me on the back step there. The aerobic polka from Jimmy Sturr and the band. That was the Carolina polka here on the Light in the Milk House Show. Got to get the chores done to go to the fair.
She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. A good warm place, sleep and eat. And a sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. She don't wear my wedding band. She don't wear my wedding band. She takes me for what I am. 'Cause I keep her satisfied. She's got everything I need. Oh, now she don't try to tie me down. Take the chain and wrap me around my heart. She don't ask me every day to say I'll never, never go away, sweetheart. Oh, we got a love and we got a good love and everything we've got is understood. And I may never leave that girl just for the simple fact that I know I could. She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. Sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She's got everything I need.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel. Heart, it's true. Don't be cruel. No heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Elvis, there you go. He has left the building, and it's 5:30. Today's forecast calls for a high of 66. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool. Some stray sprinkles are possible today. Mostly clear, rather cool tonight, a low near 40. In Richland Center, we're at 50 degrees, and that is the overnight low.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A USDA official expresses concern about solar farms. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. A USDA official is concerned that solar installations will take productive farmland out of production. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney tells Brownfield,
I hear it everywhere I go, and I worry about bringing prime agricultural land out of production. Of course, we all know we need renewable energy. Solar is an important part of that. But we also need to continue to grow food and fiber for a growing world.
He says while most decisions involving solar farms are made through local zoning, USDA can provide technical assistance. Bonney says USDA will continue to engage with farmers on the issue. Two regenerative ag consultants say adaptive grazing can help build healthy soils. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from a grazing workshop in Missouri.
Eric Fuchs says adaptive grazing for livestock looks different from conventional grazing.
With what we're talking about is a lot more grazing management, moving cattle more often, being able to graze them longer all year without any inputs.
Rodney Saunders says one way farmers can use adaptive grazing to improve a pasture's soil health is allowing a longer rest period between grazes for regrowth and diversity.
We really have to extend those rest periods out to 70, 80, 90 days. Even 120 days in some cases.
While adaptive grazing isn't for everyone, Fuchs says it has a positive return on investment for livestock producers who are willing to give it time. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The outreach agronomist for the Illinois Soybean Association says many farmers across the state are seeing late season diseases impact soybean fields. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Stephanie Porter says she's seeing a wide range of issues.
Some concerns with Phytophthora. I've had calls on soybeans to nematode, calls on white mold. That's kind of popping up here and there, and maybe a little more south than normally it shows up just from the cooler weather. And then also SDS as well.
Unfortunately, she tells Brownfield there's nothing farmers can do to help this season's crop, but plan for next year.
The Phytophthora in your field might be overcoming some of those genes that you have within or your tolerance within your varieties, so try to work with your seed salesman.
Porter says the ISA agronomy team posts regular updates to the association's newly rebranded fieldadvisor.org website. From the ISA's demonstration plots at the Farm Progress Show site in Decatur, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
U.S. ethanol production dropped last week. The Energy Information Administration says production was the lowest since late June, with an average of 1,061,000 barrels per day, down 10,000 on the week, but still a 49,000 barrel increase on the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade saw some business develop, and cash hogs were steady to mostly lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade picked up on Thursday with some light business reported in parts of Kansas and Texas at 181, a dollar higher than Wednesday, but $2 lower than last week's weighted average. Some scattered deals were also reported in parts of Nebraska at 288 on a dressed basis, $2 lower than the previous week. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, on Thursday, feeder steers sold on an undertone of steady to slightly higher. Heavier weight heifers were $5 lower. USDA says most lots sold in larger groups with good demand. Feeder supply included 73% heifers, and 95% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 775 pounds, brought $242.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 866 pounds, brought $215.50. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down 9 cents at $311.51. Select down $2.61 at $296.78. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to mostly lower, with moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Buyers were able to secure the needed end-of-the-week supplies without much resistance, using the weak midday pork and questions about domestic demand for leverage. USDA's weekly export sales numbers are out Friday morning, delayed by Labor Day. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 83 cents, with a base range of $74 to $82, and weighted average price of $77.84. The Iowa Minnesota was up 12 cents, with a weighted average of $77.88. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $60 in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa, and they were lower in Red Oak, Iowa, at $52. Pork values closed lower on Thursday, down 42 cents at $94.87. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply lower, pressured by the week-to-date's light lower direct trade. Lean hog futures were mostly lower, with the most active months down on cash and wholesale pressure. Losses were limited by those contracts' discount to the cash index. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct Cattle Business Wednesday was mostly at 181 live. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on short covering. November beans are two higher at 1023 and a half. January was up 2 1/4 at 1041 and a half. But on profit taking, December corn was two lower at 410 and 3/4, and March was down 1 3/4 at 429 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by the direct trade during the session. October live was down 197 at 177.25. December was 217 lower at 176.72. October feeders were down 287 at 234.57. And hogs were mostly lower under cash and wholesale pressure. October was down 87 at 80.70. December was 65 lower at 72.05. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Looking back on the good old days of trying to cobble together a farm bill, that's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
After 30 years in Congress, part of that time chairing the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson is now a consultant. He has some free advice for members of the House and Senate about getting a new farm bill passed.
It takes a lot of listening, a lot of cajoling, and it takes people that have credibility. And that, frankly, now is not in as much abundance as it was back then. But that's not just the criticism of the people that are there. That's the whole system right now.
Peterson says the tug of war between the nutrition title and the farm title portions of the bill has always been an issue, but it seems particularly polarizing this time around. Peterson says you have those who say the bill benefits large farmers disproportionately.
This idea that somehow or another, if you penalize larger operations, that's going to solve the problem of smaller operations. And that's just completely not true. You got people that are very good at manipulating the public about this, and it's gotten worse every time.
Peterson encourages farmers to make a point of meeting with members of Congress, especially on the campaign trail.
If you can engage them back in their district, you know, in their everyday life, I think it probably has more impact than anything you can do.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Today is Customer Appreciation Day with a combination sale. Special Holstein and Angus Cross and Beef New Crop Calf Yearling Sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Be careful if you change your plans on that cornfield. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A product analyst with Country Financial says farmers planning to chop corn silage need to first have a conversation with their crop insurance agent. Brian Davis tells Brownfield.
Let's say you've got a 100-acre field and you chop 10 acres. Let's say you've got a revenue claim. They're going to look at that and realize, wait a minute, we've got some acres here that don't look quite right. And that is really going to cause a pickle for getting that claim properly adjusted and paid.
He says the possibility of revenue claims this year make the notification even more important. Davis says silage yield estimates generated by the adjuster also allow for comparisons against the field's final production totals. Chili will no longer be an obstacle for marketing some U.S. foods that use common product names. The Chilean National Congress passed a law this week that safeguards the use of food names like Parmesan and Asiago made in the U.S. The National Milk Producers Federation says Chile's agreement with the European Union last December enabled the unfair treatment of U.S. meat and dairy products by abusing geographical indication protections. The new U.S.-Chile agreement allows prior users of certain cheese and meat terms to, again, export to Chile. Since the EU-Chile agreement allowed grandfathered products that American exporters had exported to Chile before the trade agreement. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry way up 0.25% to 56.75, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 223, no sales there either. Cheese barrels unchanged at 225, just one sale. Butter up 1.5 cents at 316.25, three sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 0.25% to 135.75, two sales recorded there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, we are here for you. Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all.
crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
5:46 the time, 14 away from 6 o'clock. Partly sunny today, breezy and cool. Stray sprinkles possible and a high of 66. Mostly clear, rather cold on tonight's forecast. A low down to 39, so it will feel like football weather tonight. Mostly sunny, continued fall like Saturday and a high of 65. Sunday, 75 and sunshine. Right now in Richland Center, it is 50. That is so far the overnight low. As you struggle to get out of bed today, get a little ambition.
The sun comes up and the sun goes down. The hands on the clock keep going around. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoes untied, but I don't care. I ain't figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair, and that's just wasted effort. Water in the well getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for 6 months more, but I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door and the flies swarm in. I shut the door and I'm sweating again. And in the process, I crack my shin, just one darn thing after another. Old brown mule, he must be sick. I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. A mouse chawing on the pantry door. He's been at it for a month or more. When he gets through, he'll sure be sore, 'cause there ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dog howling so forlorn, laziest dog that ever was born. He's howling 'cause he's sitting on a thorn and just too tired to move over. The tin roof leaks and the chimney leans, and there's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans, and I've et the last of the pork and beans. Just can't depend on nothing. Cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay. Fish quit biting last Saturday. Trouble's piling up day by day, and now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery, pains and woes, and debts and taxes, and so it goes, and I think I'm getting a cold in my nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
And you thought you felt lazy today. That was Life Gets Tedious, Don't It? We used to have that 78 record at home when I was a kid. That was, of course, performed by Henry Bray. No, I mean, I'm sorry, Carson Robinson.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Get ready, set, go. Gonna take it to the Crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z28, but
I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this stuff to be a lasting thing. Right at the top, that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey. Your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
John Anderson on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Well, it looks like it's going to be, you know, I guess it would be a typical Richland County Fair weekend, but it's going to get better, warmer as the weekend goes on. Tony has details in just a moment.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website reynoldslivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. We have a huge selection of tractors, combines, harvest equipment, skid loaders, trucks, trailers, and more. This is a live auction with online bidding available. We're taking consignments of quality equipment up until Monday, September 16th. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly a blast of cool fall-like air coming down across the upper Midwest today with that north wind. Temperatures will be running a good 7 to 9 degrees below normal. And with that, there's even a chance of some patchy frost late tonight, especially in parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Frost advisory has been issued up around Hayward, down to Merrill and Anago through the night. Otherwise, a nice weekend with sunshine and high pressure in control. Temperatures a little chilly tomorrow yet, but then warming back to normal on Sunday. And even above normal weather expected most of next week, feeling quite summer-like as warm air pours in from the southwest. Very dry pattern as well, hardly any precipitation in the forecast for the next 7 days. That forecast for today, partly sunny, breezy, and cool. Just a chance of a couple of stray sprinkles, especially to the northeast of Richland Center. High temperature 66, north wind between 8 and 16. For tonight, mostly clear and rather cool, low at 39 degrees. North to northwest wind tapers down to 5. Mostly sunny, continued fall-like tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind close to 10. Saturday night, mostly clear, low at 42. And Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. West wind between 10 and 17 miles per hour. The outlook for Monday, sunny and warm, low 51 with a high of 82. Tuesday should be partly cloudy, continued balmy, low at 53, high up to 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny, even warmer, low 56 with highs in the middle 80s. Thursday continued unusually warm with lots of sunshine, low in the upper 50s with a high near 87. You have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 50 degrees. Also, yesterday's high was 78. We did pick up 4/100ths of an inch of rain. 97, the record high in 1922. On September 6th of 1988, we bottomed out at 35 degrees. Last year's high was 78. And the low, 64. Sunset will occur at 7:28 this evening. Sunrise time on Saturday morning will be at around 6:32. This morning, sunrise around 6:30. So it gets a little later each and every day. We have a light and variable wind. Barometer is at 30.06 on the upswing today. No precipitation. And after a midnight reading of 61, we're at our overnight low, which is 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is